Patricia Polacco has written and illustrated more than 90 picture books. Her young readers are drawn to her stories about family and growing up. She's won many, many awards for her illustrations, which are done in gorgeous, full watercolor. Patricia Polacco's latest book is called The Blessing Cup, and she joins us from WMUK in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your early life had a profound effect on your work, Patricia. Many of these books feature your grandmother, who you called Babushka, and they're set on her farm in Michigan. Tell us about your relationship with her, would you please?
Well, in actual fact, my parents were divorced when I was very young, and both of them moved back in with their own parents. So in my mother's household, I lived with not only her, but both my grandmother and grandfather, my babushka and my dyadushka. My father moved in with his parents, who are from Ireland. So as a little girl, we literally shared households. I would spend the school year with my mother and the summers with my dad. So in both households, I had these amazing storytellers. Certainly people that are Eastern European, I mean, they can't help it. They burst into story at absolutely nothing. And of course, the Irish, show me an Irishman that can't tell a story. I don't think they exist. So my relationship with them was especially close and wonderful. You know, I'm of an age where we didn't have television when I was little. And even if we could have afforded one, I don't think it would have happened in our household. So our evenings were spent listening to glorious tales being told by the grandparents.
It's so intimate and personal. This latest book, The Blessing Cup, the tradition here that features in this book is definitely East European Jewish, a very poignant story. Tell us a little bit about its point of origin, would you?
Well, the point of origin is from a very small shtetl in Russia. And, you know, at the time that this story was even told or retold to the family was during the pogroms, which were where persecution happened from the Tsar's soldiers. They would come into villages and roust people out. And this is from a child's point of view, this story, and she doesn't understand why this is happening. So I set it in their village, and it began with the pogroms. But it also begins with the mother who gets out this beautiful tea set that's been part of Anna's life since she was a baby. And Anna asks her mother, tell me the story of the tea set.
You write a great deal about tradition and family, but you don't shy away from larger histories, American histories, and including painful ones. One of your books, which I've recently enjoyed very much, is the one called Pink and Say. And this shows a white boy and an African-American boy reading a book. It's obviously a 19th century depiction. Tell me about Pink and Say.
Well, Say, his name was actually Sheldon Russell Curtis, was my great-great-grandfather. He fought in the Civil War, and he went into the army. He saw, you know, death and destruction, and eventually ended up in Andersonville Prison in Georgia. And this story is about a young man who finds him in a field. He was left for dead. He was shot in the leg. And the young man is an African-American lad, and he rescues Sheldon, takes him to what's left of his home in Georgia, and Sheldon meets this boy's mother. Her name is Momobe. So he fell in love with them, of course. How could he not? And eventually, marauders strike, and Momobe is shot and killed, and the boys go on the run to go back to their regiments, which Sheldon really didn't want to do. He was a little boy, and he was terrified. And Pink was brave and strong, and, you know, Sheldon admired him, so he went with him. Sheldon Curtis shook Abraham Lincoln's hand at Bull Run. So he would ask, well, I never knew him. I knew his daughter, and that's how the story came to me. My great-grandmother would say, touch my hand, Patricia. And I would, and she'd say, "You've just touched the hand that shook the hand of Abraham Lincoln." So that's at the end of the book. It is saying how many generations. We stand only six people away from Lincoln.
It took you a long time to begin writing books, Patricia Polacco, and illustrating them. Struggled with dyslexia as a child. Tell me a little bit about that struggle, why it took so long to become a children's book author.
Well, I actually have four disabilities. I have dyslexia, dysnumeria, dysgraphia, and something called failure of sensory integration, which probably was the most devastating of all because it's very hard to hold still. Still is. I mean, if you could see me now in this studio, my foot underneath the counter here where you can't see it is jiggling away because it just makes me feel better. I, in my own skin, didn't know what was wrong, but I started to get the impression that I'm dumb and that I'm stupid and I'm not like other people. So it was a horrible struggle. Always good with the spoken word. I could certainly tell stories because I come from storytellers. But as far as reading them or writing them down, that was an enormous struggle.
How did you come upon the idea that you would write a children's book?
27 years ago, my mother, God bless her, bankrolled a trip for me to Manhattan. She and I flew in, and I had made 16 appointments to see 16 publishers in 1 week. So that was like four portfolio reviews a day. I had swatted up maybe seven or eight books, and by the end of that week, had submitted every one of them, and somebody took them all. Every one of them grabbed a book.
Wow.
And the rest is history.
Fabulous. Fabulous story. Patricia, these days you've been really successful, and I have heard that you have given a significant portion of the money that you've earned from these books to charity. Would you mind sharing a little bit about why that's so?
I live in a community where they have seen better times, and the children there who are needy, they have my heart. So I bought an old Victorian firehouse in town, turned it into a center for art, music, and drama for the kids.
Mm.
And we distribute clothes and food. We do all sorts of things there. My biggest kind of claim to fame is we do a huge Christmas program every year. Santa himself shows up, mm-hmm. and he brings a reindeer or two. Very unpleasant animals. They bite. I'm part of art programs that are literally around the world. I've been to Russia many, many times, and I've gone there and done art camps.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think one of my big issues, too, very much an advocate for the American classroom teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, teachers, in my opinion, are the last standing heroes we have in our country. And I don't say that lightly.
Well, you have given us so much to think about here, and I just so want to thank you for that. It's been just wonderful. Patricia Polacco is the author and illustrator of over 90 books for children. Her latest is called The Blessing Cup. Patricia Polacco, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for talking to me today.